Fisher told KBCW that the county's objective over the past 2 months has been to lessen the spread of the virus. To do that, they've taken some major steps.
We've turned off our economy early in March. We sent visitors and workforce home. We've had stay-at-home orders up until recently. And we've really restricted our businesses. And we realize this has all come with a price. That's not something that we want to discount at all. But, you know, we were early into this virus spread because of our visitor-based economy. That's how we got our original spread. So inviting back large amounts of visitors is just, it's not the objective of our current orders, and it's certainly not the objective of the governor's order.
You said the limit on gatherings is 20 people.
It's not several groups of 20 socially spaced, it's 20. So weddings, parties, fundraisers, tournaments, all of those kinds of things are limited by that. And we want to be very clear about what we're saying.
If the state moves to the lesser risk level of yellow, the limit there is 50 people. Fisher said this will probably be the situation until the fall.
We expect that that's going to last September.
You don't need to make recommendations to Park City about the 4th of July parade and Kimball Arts Festival. Those are gone.
Unless something is very different in the way that they're done and they appeal the order with those differences in mind, thinking about a whole event, not just the actual event itself, but how people use bathrooms, how people move around each other, how do they arrive to events and not mix, how do they leave events and not mix. How do we stay with those numbers in order to keep our visitorship controlled this year and really reduce that spread? Those events are not going to happen the same way.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.